In this video, I'm going to share with you two excellent ways in which you can refine your trading entries. Let me tell you more right now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 25th of October. And that's right, I want to talk about entries this time. And so I have two very specific ways that I enter trades, getting a better price than what you could get at the market. There's two ways of doing this, and it depends on the time frame of the chart that you're trading. One thing that I like to do if I'm trading, let's say, on an hourly chart and I see a very strong bullish setup, what I sometimes do is I then scale down to a 5-minute chart or even a 1-minute chart and look for a refined entry. So what I'm doing then is I'm looking for a pullback first on the 1 or 5-minute chart. Then I'm looking for a bullish candle with a bounce off a certain level, like a round number or a pivot point or something like that. Looking for that really sharp entry, looking to go long. If it's bouncing off, let's say, the round number, I can have a very, very tight stop loss on that trade, and therefore I can make an excellent profit on the trade without too much movement. I'll give you an example. This week I've taken 3 trades that way. I've seen good setups on the 1-hour charts, refined down to a 1-minute chart, and look for the entries. All 3 trades that I've taken have made full profit, and all 3 have averaged a 2-to-1 risk to reward. So if I was to trade with half of 1% risk on each of those 3 trades, that's over a 3% gain on my account this week, just from those 3 trades. It's a huge return. The other way that I trade, and which means that you don't need to be at your computer, is I use limit orders. I'm a big fan of using buy limit and sell limit orders. Now, I do this mostly on the 4-hourly charts and the daily charts. So what it means is if I see a setup that I really like, I place, let's say the 4-hour chart, I'm looking for a bullish signal. I'm placing a buy limit. So I'm not buying right up here at the market. I'm buying if the price retraces first. If it retraces, I'm buying at a better entry price. That means that my stop loss is naturally going to be smaller, which means that the market doesn't need to move so far in order to give me a good risk to reward out of the trade. Now, I've taken 2 trades just yesterday on the 4-hourly charts, and both of them hit profit, and the 2 of them averaged a 2.5 risk to reward each. So again, it's excellent returns. 0.5% on each of those 2 trades gives me a 2.5% gain on my account. So you can see from this week alone, just on those 5 trades, there's been a 5% return on my account this week. That's without any other trades. That's without looking at the daily charts or any other time frame charts at all. And in fact, my breakout system that I use on a Monday also made 1.5%. So it's been a fantastic week, up over 6.5% from just a small handful of trades. The great thing with the limit orders means you don't need to be there watching the market, waiting for that actually pull the trigger to take the entry, because my broker has my entry level already placed onto their system. If the market takes off and does not retrace, then I have the trade automatically set to expire after X number of hours. So 2 really good ways there of entering at a better price than you would get if you were entering straight at the market. The other thing I wanted to tell you about, I had a brilliant webinar this week. I had a full room, 100 people on the webinar, so that's the maximum I can have on my webinars. Absolutely jam-packed room. Had a great session for the frustrated traders. So that's for people who have been trading for 6 months or more, who have not yet cracked into the Forex market in terms of making good, consistent gains. Had some excellent questions on there, and people really enjoyed the webinar, got a lot of good, valuable information. So each week I hold webinars for those I call frustrated traders, those people who have been trading for a while, and also I hold webinars for brand new traders. So we're talking more about the basics of trading, plus I share some really valuable tips and information. So whichever you are, whether you're brand new to trading or you've been trading for a while, not yet making good gains, there's 2 webinars there. If you've been on them before, that's fine. You don't need to go on them again because they are the same type of content each time. But if you've not attended one of those webinars, make sure you jump on. There's just great, valuable information there. On to the markets themselves. Well, we finally saw the non-farm payrolls released this week, some 18 days late. And we should be back to normal from now on. But what that's done is it's finally allowed the market to get some form of normality back into it. Monday and Tuesday was a little bit quiet because everybody's anticipating that non-farm payroll. It was released Tuesday morning US time, and from then on we've seen the market behaving probably a little bit more what you'd call like a normal condition now that that announcement's happened. What we have seen this week is a huge, a lot of strength in the euro. And also the other big gainer has been gold this week. The two main currencies that have been weakened are the New Zealand dollar, and right behind me here, the New Zealand dollar is still falling, and the Canadian dollar. So keep an eye out for those to see if those trends continue into next week. So that's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed this video and this podcast, whichever way you're watching or listening to these sessions. I hope you gain lots of great information from them. If you need any help, just feel free to email me, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. And have yourself a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you this time next week. Bye for now.